You know I'm a faggot. That much is true. Well, I'm just a faggot on my knees for you.
Hi, everybody, and welcome to the Hierarchy Podcast. It's a production of the website hierarchyuniversity.com. I'm Sam the Faggot. Today is June 29th, 2026. I hope you're doing well. We're halfway through the year, this rough year, but hopefully I'm coming out of it very soon, I think. So it's just been really one of those things. I'm still sort of rebuilding my life from the catastrophe of prison and everything else. But there's definitely a light at the end of the tunnel, and I'm an eternal optimist. So I'm just going to keep working hard and trying to like find my way. And I hope you guys are finding your way too. Before we get started, of course, the Discord, the Hierarchy University Discord, is going well. Like I told you last time, we passed a milestone on the site, so it keeps growing, and people are engaging in lots of different conversations. So I highly recommend that you guys join the Discord. It's free to everybody, of course, so it's there for you to use and learn. So. And grow. So do it, okay? The links are on the website and on my social media. So today's topic, I want to talk about jealousy. If you are following the website and keeping up with the stories developing there, you'll remember last week a story, an update on James the Faggot that is been serving a straight alpha male for 10 years now, or over 10 years. That alone is just really shocking. That's a long time for a straight alpha to own a faggot, especially in today's economy. it's been a long time that they've been, that James has been serving this alpha. And in the past, according to James, the straight alpha, who is, I don't have a name for this alpha, he has, you know, obviously had plenty of women that he's been fucking this whole time over the course of 10 years. But for whatever reason, James, in the last update, was struggling with jealousy. And he didn't really mention that he had jealousy before, and I don't think that the situation now with this new woman is any different than the way James's master conducted himself before this. I don't know, but there's something that changed or snapped in James, and he was really struggling with jealousy. And I, you know, warned James in the strongest possible terms that he has to get that under control. This is something that I dealt with when I was a young, very young faggot, you know, around age of 20, 21 years old, whatever, where, you know, I was serving straight alphas. You know, all of my masters were straight alphas, but you know, a large majority of the alphas I served throughout my life were straight. So they had girlfriends, you know, and I handled it very badly. Like, I know some of you think that I just kind of popped out of the box, the perfect little faggot. I'm definitely not, you know, I never was. This was all trial and error for me. I didn't have, you know, the internet the way it is now, where I could find information. So I was just learning by making mistakes, you know, discovering my emotional tolerances and being punished. You know, I was punished by alphas, my straight masters. for not controlling my emotions. And I lost alphas because of it. I think back now, and I'm truly, truly embarrassed and sorry for the way I handled myself, being jealous over my master's girlfriends, in a couple of cases, it was involving what was going to be their future wife. So how could I be so presumptuous as to think that me, a faggot, is going to be a replacement for somebody who's going to be a wife, you know? So I just had the wrong attitude about myself and about my place. And I lost those alphas, because of my jealousy and my inability to control myself. And I can't tell you, it's been a long time now, so I'm not sitting around crying about it or anything, but I definitely was crying at the time, and I can't tell you, I still feel it, what it felt like to have basically nothing to stand on. I just had to take it. You know, I had to take being dismissed, take not seeing that master in my life anymore, learning about them going on getting married, and I'm not invited to the wedding because of my behavior. And so I wasn't even there for my master, any of my masters, because of the way I acted, you know. So I missed out on that opportunity to be a part of that important step in any of my master's lives, you know. And I can't tell you what that feels like. It's just terrible, you know. It's like an ache inside of me that I can't erase the shame that I felt from that. And I really wanted to save James that problem, because James has invested more than 10 years of his life serving this straight alpha, and what a terrible feeling it would be to have that just disappear overnight. I really felt bad for James, of course, but I just wanted to try to protect him, and I wanted to try to protect you guys. You know, if you're fortunate enough to have an alpha, have a master who, you know, brings you inside his secret place, you know, in his life, and you're his property, there's just no better place for you, and you don't want to risk that. I'm here to tell you now, every single faggot, I don't care if you shit bars of gold, or your tears cure cancer, whatever you think is precious about you, you know, you think that your pussy is better than any female's pussy, whatever delusions you have about yourself, I'm here to tell you that you're a faggot and you have nothing to stand on. And a straight alpha, particularly, can turn in a second and say, you're dismissed, I don't want to see you ever again. Because ultimately, you are a utility. First and foremost, a faggot is a utility for the life of a straight alpha male. You have to keep that in mind at all times. You have to have the right mental attitude. Because when faggots start to get arrogant or think, well, he's never going to get a blowjob like I can give him a blowjob. No, your mouth is no different than, for the most part, your mouth is no different than anybody else's mouth. You know, anybody can swallow cum, you know. So there's nothing special about you to the point that you can make a deal with your master or try to bargain anything. You have nothing to bargain with. Faggots are very easily replaceable by straight alphas, you know, and they've got lots more options, you know. So It's simply, there is no position for you. You are expected to submit and serve. That's it. Now, some masters, and some of my masters were very much protector alphas, and they were understanding and compassionate toward me as a faggot, as their faggot. And, you know, a couple of them truly loved me, you know, like a man loves his dog, you know. But even despite that love, they still dismissed me because I thought too much of myself and I let my emotions dictate what I was doing. And so, and it turned, and it happened in an instant. I was not expecting it to happen that way. I thought that I could cry and argue a valid point and he would apologize or he would change his mind about his actions. No. The straight alphas don't have to do that. They can have it their way at all times. And that should be the mental outlook on from every faggot on the planet, okay? Because every single faggot is expendable. And you're going to have a... And if you're the hottest faggot that's ever walked the face of the earth or crawled on the face of the earth, you have an expiration date. So at some point, even if you're the very best faggot, it's not going to last forever. So you have to have the right mental outlook from the beginning. Now, my advice to James was to focus on just the act of service and appreciate that. Well, I mean, that's everything. So sexually, appreciate the fact that you get to serve this alpha sexually, particularly if it's a straight alpha, because of course many straight alphas don't use faggots sexually. I mean, most do, but certainly some straight alphas, especially in Findom, who are never going to probably have sex with a faggot. But so if you get the opportunity to serve an alpha, a straight alpha, sexually, or any alpha sexually, like, you should cherish every moment of that and try to be whatever he needs to be satisfied and stop thinking about yourself, okay? And if you're a domestic faggot or you're a cash fag, be grateful in the moments that you can serve. You know, even if you're just scrubbing a toilet, you know, one of the lowliest tasks that a domestic faggot has to do, you know, be grateful and take pride in that work, you know, so that your master will see your hard work and be grateful that he owns you, you know. That doesn't change your position and what you are or how you are supposed to be in relation to an alpha, but he can be grateful that he owns you. You know, he can come home to a clean house and everything is ready for him rather than coming home and having to deal with a fag's emotional problems, you know. Which do you think, I mean, compare those two things. Which do you think a straight alpha male wants to come home to or wants to deal with? It's pretty clear, right? So so focus just on the act of whatever you're doing. You know, if you're scrubbing, if you're cleaning the stove or cleaning the refrigerator or whatever, take time and really focus on the joy of being able to accomplish this task for your master and take pride in what you do. The rest works out. You know, there will be benefits for your hard work and your dedication. The main benefit is that you get to keep serving, you know, so, and keep fulfilling your purpose. So that has to be first and foremost at all times. Focus and be humble. Accept your place in hierarchy. understand that this is the role that you were given to play, and you're valuable in that role, very valuable. But you have to understand that that alone is meaningless if it's going to be destroyed over bad behavior or emotional outbursts. So you have to, like, just keep your head down and focus on work. You know, there's some great benefits to some of that work, you know, like having a straight alpha tell you to get down on your knees and suck his dick. That's a great benefit, right? Even though it's technically work, it's work we love as faggots, obviously, or being bred or being cunted or whatever. There's lots and lots of things. Or having an alpha just pat you on the head and tell you good boy. Just, there's all sorts of things that will make you feel over the moon, you know, joyful, you know. But to get there, you have to have the right attitude. And part of that is avoiding jealousy by remaining humble and staying focused. So hopefully this helps some of you out there. Hopefully James is listening to this and he can appreciate what I'm trying to say. I'm telling you this for your own good, you know. I know that there are some faggots out there that follow me who don't like to hear that their pussy doesn't shit Skittles, you know what I'm saying? Or that they're not the unicorn they think they are. They're not, you know. Faggots are a dime a dozen. There's millions and millions of faggots out there that can take your place and be grateful. So just focus on yourself, focus on your work, remain humble and keep meditating on your place, and you will be much better off and you will be much happier and more successful as a faggot. So that's all I got for you tonight. And I hope it helps, and I hope that it reassures some of you out there about what you're doing and what you're trying to accomplish. It's been a long road for me to get to this place now, and I wouldn't wish some of the heartbreak on anybody. But, you know, I'm here to instruct, right? Because I'm a mentor faggot, so I want my fag brothers to be safe and happy and fulfilled. So here we are. So keep trying, keep working, keep meditating, and you'll be successful. Well, that's all I got, so I guess I will let you go. Thank you for joining me tonight. Thank you for all the support and everything. Thanks to those on X who are bringing me back up after yet another catastrophic cancellation. I wish I had a dollar for every cancellation. Every time I've been canceled, I'd be a very wealthy man. Oh, well, did I just call myself a man? Oh my gosh. Sorry. See, here I'm talking about being focused and humble, and then I call myself a man. See how insidious it is? Anyway, I will talk to you guys next week. I love you very much, and I will see you later.